Good evening and welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane.
Every Tuesday night, we're with you. It's now 6 o'clock in beautiful Hawaii. I guess it's 9 o'clock Pacific time. And East Coast, welcome to a new day, folks out there. We've got a great show lined up for you tonight with a special guest who's going to be joining us shortly, Roger Landry from We the People Network, which is extremely important for your attention and participation. So we're on for a great show tonight.
Yes, everybody. First, I want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank Healthy World Store for your fantastic, awesome, amazing products, keeping people healthy throughout the year and them not having to take those awful vaccinations because they have OxySilver. So we want to thank OxySilver. We also thank our great new product, Liquid Dentist, for all the great work you're doing in people's mouths and keeping their teeth healthy and all the other wonderful products in our store. So thank you, HealthyWorldStore.com. Also, we want to thank HealthyWorldAffiliates.com for all the great, amazing cooperation that you have created with all the great supporters out there that we have as well, people that are interested in keeping well. If you're not a co-op affiliate of ours, we definitely recommend that you join HealthyWorldAffiliates.com. It's free to join. You will get 20% commissions on up to 5 levels. We also have a new ambassador program, HealthyWorldAmbassadors.com. And you can sign up over on Healthy World Ambassadors. You can check out all the videos. They're up online. You would take a test, which is a really simple test once you watch the videos. And then you're entitled to 40% commissions on up to 5 levels. It's fantastic partnership. We'll put you in touch with our head of education for Healthy World Ambassadors.
Terrific guy who was on as our guest a couple of weeks ago. He did a fantastic job, and that is archived, and we've got that link. So
exactly.
If you want to learn from Joseph, who's in New York and sponsoring an upcoming program, we're going to be on the East Coast.
Yes, we're going to be in Long Island. If you want information on that event, you can actually email me at info@HealthyWorldAffiliates.com, and I will give you Joseph's contact information, and he can set it up where you can come and join us in Long Island and become a Healthy World Ambassador. We also want to thank 528records.com. If you are a musician out there, we encourage you to sign up as an artist at 528records.com. Upload your music, your original tracks, to 528records.com. It will be automatically transposed into the 528 frequency of love. That's 528 hertz frequency of love and healing, and you will get the music file sent back to you. Your music will become part of the library, and anyone who pays to donate for your music, you will get 60% royalties from that. So it's a great way to get your music out there as well as have it heal many, many people just by being transposed from 440 hertz to 444 hertz, which is definitely the way you want to go, because 440 was imposed by the Rockefellers. And there's a great article you can read about that at medicalveritas.org. And we also want to thank 528 Radio. We have many, many new stations coming up on 528radio.com. And if you're free to join, we just hope that you'll send us some donations to keep the station running, because right now it's just running on just love,
yeah.
Love and care.
That's okay. Love, faith, and prayers is what's making that site go. And we've had, over the last 72 hours, actually the site has been off. We've been spring cleaning, changing servers. The server's cost is very high. And so we're asking you to help us to build these stations. The last one that we just launched about a month ago is 528christianradio.com, where you can hear fantastic music 24/7, all with a Christian theme. Of course, there's 528 classic rock, 528 Motown, 528 disco, 528 ecstatic dance. Then there's 528 blues. So these are the stations that have been launched. 528 rock, well, classic rock, yep. Mm-hmm. And then the standard 528 mix music. And we listen to this all the time, and here is what you need to know. It just is not listened to by you when you're playing this music. Because the atmosphere is hydrated, that means it's got water in it. Water is a liquid crystal, superconductor of sound and light. That means as you play 528 Love, which opens people's hearts, balances their heart chakra. It's the purpose of the greenish yellow color of chlorophyll. In fact, it's the heart of the universe, the heart of the musical mathematical matrix of the universe is now proven to be 528 hertz frequency. And when you play that, that causes your heart chakra to balance and open. And it also then, as it opens, begins to overcome the egoic mind, which is in the 741 hertz frequency range of the pineal gland. And that egocentric part of your brain is what the mainstream media, the mass mind control, and fear induction has played to. So in our humble opinion, the 528 Love Revolution is probably the only way in which we're going to get ourselves out of this mess. And our special guest tonight, Roger, is going to be sharing a little bit about his vision and his manifestation of the We the People Network, which is coming together beautifully and powerfully to bring people who have been abused by the mainstream, the way in which propagandists and COINTELPRO operations have been influencing our behavior and suppressing our spirituality, including that love frequency, as Sherry stated correctly, was a Rockefeller invention to suppress our spirituality maximally. And so to have what we want, which is peace on earth, prosperity in all ways, the ability to sustain ourselves and feed ourselves and our children's children for generations to come, which is really what is the promise of the Constitution of the United States and living in a country in which we have the opportunity to recreate that powerful justice and balance. That is what we can do with love. Now you integrate what Jesus taught. Now you integrate love as the universal healer. You understand what we talked about. Water is the universal solvent. Music, the universal language. You put them together and you have the solution to what ails us. Getting that solution out, the education or edification of the congregation, requires a network. It requires a media to carry that blessing, that information. So our special guest tonight, Roger Landry, is come on to share what he's done, and he should be applauded for the magnificent efforts. He's extremely articulate, as you will soon see. And Sherry, please introduce our guest.
So without further ado, I want to welcome Roger. Hi, Roger. How are you? And welcome to our show.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've been looking forward to this all day. It's actually an honor. I have followed you guys for quite a while. And I've really been looking forward to this, but let me start it all off by saying I started my professional career doing acoustics, and I'm an ex-Navy sonar technician. So I can tell you that the density of water and the ability to conduct sound is phenomenal, because the speed of sound through air is a little over 700 miles per hour, but the speed of sound through water is approximately 4,800 miles per hour or feet per second. So what you're end up with is a huge conductivity. So you're absolutely right. Water is the conductor.
Yes, and so beautiful. It is also part of what's called the triune God. And I know I get a lot of people that kind of like their ears perk up and they, you know, their eyes go into a major question stare when I say that. And let me just really make it simple. In the beginning, in Genesis 1:1-1:2, you had the Creator, and you had the water. In fact, before the Holy Spirit is mentioned in the Bible, there is the water. So literally, when you start your intense Bible study, you begin to realize, gee whiz, water is part of what's called the triune God. And so you've got the Creator, you've got the water, you've got the Holy Spirit before the Trinity in history that includes love and Jesus. What you've got is this combination of the most blessed divine elements that is comprising 80% plus of your body. So what a powerful, miraculous revelation and understanding and empowering bit of revelation to realize that we have within ourselves the power to set ourselves free. That's what the Holy Spirit does. It does all the healing. And we had a delightful conversation late last night with Roger Landry here, and it was just a very, very inspiring information share that where we realized it's all about spirituality. It's not religious dogma, not doctrine. It's about what's in our hearts, and it's the ability that we have to engage that blessing within us and open-heartedly share it with a lot of love and caring. So that's again a little bit of an introduction to Roger Landry. He's the director and developer of We the People Network. And Roger, go ahead. Give us a little bit more background on you, and then we'll get into what you're doing.
Well, I'll tell you, I was basically what is classically termed as a sheeple not too long ago, and we won't even go back more than a year and a half ago. What I was very, very frustrated with is that there was a lot of things going on that I wasn't aware of. And once I started opening my eyes to this, I realized that the biggest issue we had was not that the information wasn't available. It's just that we didn't even know that where to find it or what good it would do for us. So We the People is basically an invention out of frustration. I realized that if we could take and reach what I like to call critical mass, if we could wake up enough people in this country to the fact that this is a country that is supposed to be governed by, for, and of we the people, that we could again reclaim our birthright. We are, in fact, the legitimate government of this country. The government does not run the country. We do. The government does not answer to themselves. They answer to us. And this is something that's been lost over time. So what I set out to do was to bring as many liberty-minded organizations together under one umbrella organization called We the People Network. I think the name is just about says it all, because the power belongs to us. So what we have, and I say we simply because the people who help me run this network on a daily basis, what I call the senior staff, and well over 100 partners, partner forums within the organization, and 300 different forums representing roughly 5 million plus voices, and through our media probably reaching a whole lot more than that, we're bringing everybody into the idea that we can reach a critical mass. And once we reach that critical mass, once we've awakened enough people, then there is no more motivating a force in this country than the people themselves. When we reach that critical mass, there will be no government, no military, no organization that can stand in front of us. We can take back what was originally given to us by our founders, and that is our country. And I don't think, Sherry or Leonard, none of us would disagree that our rights and liberties are suffering very, very badly right about now. So that's the entire point of the network, was to gather as many people under one umbrella organization as we could to reach what, again, and you'll hear me say this often, is critical mass. We are very, very close to reaching a point where we can get our message out to, well, let me put it to you this way. I'm expecting to double the size of this organization within 30 days. We're at roughly 5 million now. We are growing at an exponential rate. I am at the point right now where I'm getting calls or I'm getting PMs, private messages, if any of you guys are on Facebook, on a daily basis requesting membership in the network. It used to be when we first started that we had to go out and find members. We had to solicit them. We're well past those days. Liberty is a very popular thing nowadays, and it's getting more and more so popular. This is what's helping us reach what I call critical mass. The senior staff that I have are phenomenal people. They're all patriots. They all donate. They all have jobs. They all have families. But yet, they will donate between 5 and 6 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, if you're supporting a family or if you're taking care of a family and you have a life, 5 to 6 hours a day, whereas it doesn't sound like a lot, if you put it into context with living a life, is a lot of time. So these are dedicated people. They're highly intelligent people. And the one goal they all have in common is that we need to get the idea of liberty back into the minds of as many people, and not just of the United States. This is a global organization. Let me give you a for instance. We just opened a new chapter that is centered in Istanbul, Turkey, but it encompasses Southern Europe, Northern Africa, all of Turkey, and a good, really good portion of the Middle East. It constitutes approximately 1.8 to 2 million additional voices to this network. We have chapters in Canada, we have chapters in Australia, we have chapters in Northern Europe, roughly 30 countries at this point. Liberty and freedom and the respect of your fellow human being is not, and we, the Americans, don't have a patent on this. So this is really a global issue. Now, we do realize at this point in time that we're at a critical point in this country. We need to, at this point, take back control of this government of, for, and by we the people. And if we don't, we might miss that chance forever. So our main focus is going to be for the near future until this election is decided. Our main focus is going to be on the elections and getting the political situation and the liberty situation straightened out in this country. But as everybody will agree, for the last 100 years, this country has set the standard around the world, whether it be for fashion, whether it be for standard of living, whether it be for technology. We have set the standard. So if we can fix what ails us, there is a huge population in this world that is looking towards the American people, not the government, to see what we're going to do to throw off the yoke of tyranny, what we're going to do to straighten out our problems, because where we go, there go they. And I honestly believe that if we can get our house in order, we can set up a domino effect around the world that will make this world a much better place to live in.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. See, folks, I told you how articulate, wise, and powerful our guest is tonight.
You know what really I love about you, Roger, is that you have this goal of peace. And we meet so many people that have this goal of peace. But the problem I have with their goals of peace is that they believe that everybody is good and that everybody will come on board. And no matter what, even if they're COINTELPRO or perceived to be COINTELPRO, that we can make peace with those people. And I believe that you know, as well as I know that Len knows, and I know, that we have to really clean house in order to be able to get the goal that we want to achieve, which is liberty. If we don't clean out the COINTELPRO, what they've been doing is they've been blocking us. They've been discrediting everything that we do, everything that we say.
Oh, God.
That we want to get across. And I believe you know that. And that's one of the greatest things, is to be able to connect with another person who gets that. Who gets that, yes, there are people out there that they're not going to be on the same page in helping us with what we need to achieve, which is liberty, which is peace, because they have a different agenda.
It's so clear. And before I go into what's actually been happening to us in the network, the thought that everybody is going to be good when we decide that they're going to be good is a ridiculous thought, okay? There are always going to be people out there who are going to work against the status quo simply because they have something to gain by it. They do. So for us to believe that everybody is all of a sudden, because we all wish them to become good people, is ridiculous. This is why I use the term critical mass. I don't use the term when everybody decides to love everybody. I don't use the term because I don't believe in it, universal love. But once you reach critical mass, once you reach the majority of this country awake and deciding that it's time that we do what we have a right to do, once you reach that point, then what we do is we force the power brokers back onto the defensive instead of the offensive. Once they're on the defense and running, then we now have regained control of our country. We have seen this over and over again in this network. When we first started out, and we had one 500-member group, nobody bothered us. When we had a 2,000-member group, nobody bothered us. When we had three groups that represented 1,500 people, nobody bothered us. When we had 10 groups that represented 50,000 people, nobody bothered us. But now that we're representing millions of voices, and I'm not saying members because a lot of this has to do with media and media reach, so you can't actually count heads. But we know for a fact, just due to our counts, that we are reaching 5 million people. Through our media, we could be reaching twice that amount. But we know for a fact that we're reaching a very large amount of people. So now, all of a sudden, we're getting pushback. We're getting fake CIA lists dropped into the middle of Facebook forums with our names on it. We're getting hate mongers who all of a sudden pop up on forums only within the network and start to spread lies. Now, in itself, these are trivial matters. Who cares if one person comes onto a Facebook forum or onto a website and starts to spread a little bit of hate? But if you are dealing with a large network and you have a bunch of little brush fires, you need to constantly go around and put those brush fires out for fear that they're going to start a forest fire. So what are you doing? You're dedicating 15, 20, 30% of your network resources to putting out these brush fires all over the place. This is exactly what COINTELPRO wants you to be doing. They want you to dedicate the assets that could be used for advancing the idea of liberty, for reaching that critical mass. They want you to redirect those resources to putting out these brush fires. So when people say, well, yeah, but that was just, everybody knew that was bull. Everybody knew that wasn't real, but not everybody did. And enough people complained, enough people panicked, enough people asked us questions that it distracted us. I actually sat down and figured out how much time we lost over that two-week period. And would it surprise anybody to know that the attack started on the network 1 week before Super Tuesday, and it ended immediately like a cliff dropping off the day after Super Tuesday? But we lost 30% of our productivity over that 7-8 day period. So did they succeed? Absolutely, they succeeded, because we got between 25 and 35% less done than what we should have. This is the entire mission of COINTELPRO. It is to distract. It is to get us arguing amongst each other. It is to disillusion. It's never really to come in with one fell swoop and knock you out of the sandbox. So we are seeing this on a continuous basis. And to tell you the truth, this might sound a little funny, but I'm actually wearing it as a badge of honor. If we were not large enough to be causing these people issues, they would not be causing us issues.
Exactly. Actually, there was someone recently, not too long ago, that told you once you're above the, what was the saying? That was,
well,
was,
you know, Bo Greitz, who is a friend of mine and a very well-known personality, he's the real Rambo. The character Rambo from the movie was taken from Colonel Bo Greitz, who was a hero.
Yes, definitely.
And, you know, like when they started to attack me many years ago, he had great wisdom. And he said, Len, he said, you should be thankful. He says, flak never gets rough until you're over the target.
That's a fact.
over the target and you're getting flack, congratulations.
That's because you are seen as a threat. If you're flying over a target and nobody's shooting at you, they obviously could care less if you're flying over the target. And this is what I'm saying. When you have a 500-member Facebook group, nobody's paying any attention to you because all you're doing is sitting in your little Facebook group and you're arguing about points. You might have some great points, and you might be putting out some good word, but that word is pretty much confined to a 500-member group. But if you have 5 million people, excuse me, or you have a network that's reaching through its media and its membership approximately 10 million people, now all of a sudden you are a threat because let's just use the figure 5 million. If 5 million people hear a word and that word impresses them enough, each and every one of those people are going to have, or I would say at least 80% of them, are going to have a discussion about what they heard with someone else. Now, that germ of thought is going to be placed in someone else's brain. And I would say 50% of those people are going to go and do a little bit of research. So what you're seeing is that thought can grow. Thought of freedom, thought of liberty can grow at an exponential rate. We know that, so obviously those who wish us not to succeed know this. So when you start to reach that point, or you...
Gee whiz, that's a shame. We just lost Roger Landry from We the People Network. I'm sure we'll be getting back with him. Sorry for the technical problems. Sherry, I know that this discussion with COINTELPRO is highly relevant to what's taking place. I know we're engaged in doing a lot of research right now on COINTELPRO and the fact that Roger's organization, We the People Network, has been targeted just like we have is further evidence of the way in which COINTELPRO operates, not necessarily to take the organizations out, but to literally just control them, to control those organizations.
Exactly. And that's what we've been dealing with. We've been dealing with heavy attacks by COINTELPRO that's exactly what I'm getting to the point. And the point is that if you look at it from the perception of, wow, we must be doing something, that's our voices must be getting loud enough, we must be doing something to really meddle up their whole agenda,
first of all, the light of truth shall set you free. And the darkness operates via lies. Oh, you're back with us, Roger.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, we just lost you, I think. Can you hear us? Oh, sorry, again. We'll have to get you back again. So the matter of this being a opportunity and, in fact, a celebration, just like Roger just said, it's a badge of honor to have been targeted for disinformation and the lies. And that, like you said, Sherry, you read to me just a little while ago before we got on the air about how, you know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and you've lived your life now, and the harshest problems that you have lived through have empowered you to be who you are today. Likewise, the resolution and the healing that is necessary for we the people and this great nation, and in fact the world, it's necessary that we go through this pain and virtual torture from those who are operating in a different vibe, and that the, you know, it's like they say, no pain, no gain. Well, the pain of this is an opportunity, and we're going to grow beyond it. And the critical mass that Roger's talking about here, I believe, is something that is not simply from a media or an organization, but I believe from a spiritual perspective, that I believe is what's happening right now. And I think that we're living in such a fabulous time that all the greatest secreted truths are being told, all of them, and that was prophesied. Are you back with us, Roger?
I am. And what you're saying right now is so spot on, because I'm the most honest person on the face of the earth. I am not a religious person, but I am a spiritual person, and I do believe that this is as much a spiritual movement as it is a political movement, and that it is the spirit of We the People that will win the day. And this is a necessity, not something we want, not something we should have. It's a necessity.
And it's also a desire that we have in our hearts. We have a desire to, you know, want to align with each other, want to be able to call each other brother and sister. We want to be able to have that. But so far, the whole agenda has been designed to really keep people apart by creating all of the hatreds and all of the wars at the highest levels. I always say they sit down at the same table and have dinner, and they are all different kinds of people, and they don't have any problems with different nationalities or religions, because their God is money and power. But they determine on how they're going to use us as pawns and how they're going to pin us against each other. And they've been playing that game for a very, very long time.
Well, so, there is such a stark comparison to what you just said. I mean, so I really want to reinforce this with something that most people don't consider. Everybody knows that the United States is a melting pot, right?
Exactly.
Everybody knows that every community or every society, that just about everyone that exists on the face of the earth exists within the United States. We have Muslim communities, we have Hindu communities, we have Jewish communities, we have Protestant communities. We have almost every single society on the face of the earth represented in the United States, and we all get along, and we all respect each other. Sure, there's a little friction here and there, and there's a little bit of hate in every country, but as a whole, we live as a pretty darn good society. But let's take that same Muslim guy that you walked down the street, and when you went by him this morning, you said hello, and you smiled. Now, let's take that same community and let's put it in Pakistan or Afghanistan or Iran or anywhere in the Middle East or even in eastern Turkey, okay? And now, all of a sudden, we're afraid of them. We have been conditioned to believe that these are the root of evils. The only reason we've been conditioned to believe that is because the main export, really the only export left to this country at this point in time, is war. And in order for us to carry the big stick of the United Nations or whoever else is pulling the strings at this point, is for us to believe that these people intend to harm us. But yet that same Muslim who lives right down the street from me, I will tip my hat to him. If I walk into the store and I brush up against him, I'll say, oh, excuse me, I'm sorry about that. But I will see his brother, the brother of that man I met in the store this morning, on TV in a clip on CNN about Iran, and I'm afraid of that man. Does that make any sense to anybody?
Yeah.
That's exactly the programming, the behavioral engineering of the society.
Yes.
Through the mainstream media. And that's exactly what COINTELPRO's primary mission is. It's counterintelligence program propaganda for population manipulation, mass persuasion, to do exactly what Sherry and you've been talking about, divide we the people, we the sheeple, so that they can march us profitably to slaughter. And that
the mainstream media, which is, I prefer to call it the lamestream media, which is basically a bought and paid for organization controlled by the hierarchy, which, again, I don't know if you'll agree with this term, but I tend to call the elites. And that is the mechanism of conditioning.
Exactly.
And it is used very, very effectively. It really is. Do you know how much TV the average American watches? I have broken out of that mold. I probably have watched 2 hours of television in the last 3 months total. And that includes the Super Bowl, which my Patriots lost, so I kind of won't talk about that. But anyway.
Well, I can say one thing, Roger, that the worst terrorism that I've experienced, as far as personally and so as Len, has been from the controlled opposition created by the actually having the COINTELPRO promote the controlled opposition through white supremacy, through Christian identity groups that is not Christianity. It's people that attack us claiming that Len and I are Edomites, Khazars, the spawn of Satan, and that him and I are controlling the world and want to take it down.
Gee whiz, if I could control the world, I'd give up. You know?
Well, I'll tell you what, anybody who speaks the truth runs the risk of being demonized. So we're all aware of that. So that, to me, that's not even an issue. That's a fact.
Yeah, you know, the matter is the divide card is being played racially. It's so obvious with this case of this poor young man who was murdered. Trevor Martin, I think it was.
Yes.
Trevor. Yeah.
Trevor Martin, and that at the same time that Andrew Breitbart is supposedly killed of natural causes, most mysteriously as he is articulating the racial card being played in the Obama administration and through the mainstream media, and that this is really where COINTELPRO wants us to go into this hate mode that's the same old way that they have brought World War I, World War II, and now they're trying – and probably they'll accomplish it unless we get some major prayers fulfilled and where you reach that critical mass with the We the People Network, which we're praying for. And
you're a partner in that, so you're helping us along with this. You do understand that.
Well, of course, and that's why we love you and what we're engaged in here, we're committed to, because we're in this together. That's the beauty of the phrase, We the People. It's not.
And you know I love that. You know how much I love that. But let me take this one step further. A lot of people now, I mean 135 million members on Facebook, okay? But if I take in a Muslim group, I have to vet every single Muslim group, even though I know for a fact one of our executive directors, Jalan Uzbadak, is Turkish, and she is a commentator for Al Jazeera, A9 station. And she does nothing but preach peace. And there are so many beautiful, peaceful Muslims. But if I take in a Muslim group, and somewhere in Homeland Security, they've decided that these people, for some reason or another, are on a terrorist watch list, then somebody's going to drag me out of my bed some morning in the near future and throw my butt in prison without due process to be confined for the rest of my life without ever getting a trial. But at the same time, I don't think twice about taking an American group in. I don't think twice about taking in a group from Kentucky. I don't think twice about taking in a group from Oklahoma. But what's to say we go right back to what Sherry said, that this isn't a white supremacist group? What's to say this isn't a COINTELPRO group? What's to say so I don't vet my American partners, but I damn right well better vet every single partner I take in from that region of the world? And there's your COINTELPRO working on your brain big time, because these are evil people, but anybody in the United States is okay because they're not evil people. That is bull.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's stupidity, you know, really. And hypocrisy.
We've never been attacked. We're Jewish, never been attacked by any Muslims, ever, ever. We've only been attacked by people who say, well, they're white, and that Len and I should not love Jesus because Jesus was white and had red hair and blue eyes, and what right do we have? And how dare we think of ourselves as the chosen people? Because it's written in their Bible, the chosen people. How dare we call or think of ourselves, or don't even think of yourself like that, because the chosen people were Nordic Celtic people, and that we, and that the 10 tribes were all Nordic Celtic people. And
so this is all counterintelligence, just
this is
crap.
What, I mean,
it really is. It's to mix it all up, and that's what it's
and
doing.
And I'm sure, I mean, Jesus, when he was alive, lived in the Middle East. I mean, it's probably very unlikely that he had blonde hair and blue eyes. It's probably more likely that he had dark skin, dark eyes, and dark hair. And probably curly dark hair. Well, almost
again, it's like these guys want to trash the entire Bible, which is why it's a joke that they call themselves Christian Identity, and they have this whole new theology of racism. And this is the squeaky wheel that's getting greased. The mainstream media is picking up on these events. These guys are capitalizing on stupidity. And there's unfortunately still a lot of dumb people out there that buy into the racial cards, because a lot of these guys are smooth talkers and they sound like it's real. But, you know, they're paid and they're involved in studying a whole culture in which the rest of the world simply doesn't understand, and really at the heart of it is, you know, greed from the highest levels, right, and it's power and control for population manipulation, population reduction
through
militarization.
You hit the nail right on the head. And we are hearing from so many people, Bill Gates, okay, Jacques Cousteau in 1991 said we need to eliminate, this is an actual quote, we need to eliminate 300,000 people a day in order to maintain a decent or a supportable population on the earth. We need to eliminate 300,000 people a day. Now, if you're going to start culling the population, do you start in the United States, where you have free-thinking people, more so than most places, where you have a higher standard of living, better education? Are you going to start in Europe? Are you going to start in Australia? Or are you going to start where poverty and ignorance, not due to their own faults, but ignorance due to a lack of education, bad health care, poverty, where are you going to start culling the population? And where is the largest portion of the population being culled at this point in time?
Exactly. It's the poverty level, exactly. And that's where all the vaccination trials...
And the impure races, the people who don't have the blue eyes, the fair skin, the blonde hair, you're going to start where you feel these people aren't as human as I am.
Yeah, that's what they want. That's what they want you to believe. And that's unfortunate,
and
because there are people who are buying into that, which only reflects their own ignorance and their own low self-esteem, self-loathing, Sherry talks about.
See, you're being too kind. You're calling it ignorance. To me, ignorance is having a lack of knowledge. I call it stupidity, because stupidity, to me, I have two definitions for it. The first definition for stupidity is having the facts and not using them. The second definition of stupidity is performing the same function over and over again and expecting a different result. Now, that's all of the Republican candidates we have right now running for office, with the exception of one, okay? It is the exact same policies retread, just repackaged, that have marched us towards this cliff of disaster for so many years, all right? So this is stupidity. To me, is not ignorance. Ignorance is innocence, because it is the lack of knowledge. I cannot blame somebody for thinking wrong thoughts if they are not aware of the facts. But I will blame anybody who will not who will think bad thoughts if he has the facts available to him and chooses to ignore them.
Yeah, you know, this is something that if I were to see a quirk in my personality, it's this one, where I've had a very difficult time my whole life having a view that people are not intelligent, and that people, if given knowledge and choice, would not choose to be smart and helpful. And, you know, Sherry's very, very different from me in that way. That's, I think, one of our strengths together, and they've been trying every which way possible to divide us, and they're losers. I mean, really striking out. The reality is that she has a discernment that I have lacked, and my both spiritual and rational view of the issue of human choice in the face of knowledge is that at the heart of us, that there are those of us that spiritually are destined to do great things, to fulfill a calling, a spiritual destiny. And like Sherry mentioned to me before we began this program, there are some people that are on a different wavelength. We call them the 7-4-1ers. It's the devil's interval in musicology.
Oh, yes.
And those folks just vibe to a different vibe. And my thought is that if people, all the 5-2-8ers, were to simply begin to learn the same facts and be given the opportunity to have a open, loving, and honest education, that would call forth from within their own hearts the ability to have peace on earth and prosperity in all ways.
So now you sound like Jalan. And you do, because this again is my Muslim friend, and she again is the executive director of our Building Bridges We the People Network chapter over in Europe. And she belongs to a peace movement that probably reaches out to over 100 million people. And their word is almost word for word what you just said. And that is, if you open up your heart to both knowledge and respect and love, that evil, it's not to say evil can't exist, but evil will retreat rather rapidly.
Yeah, and that's the hope that I hold out for. And I always try to look at people from that perspective, that they have a capacity to engage that. But I have been wrong so often. You know, and Sherry is really here now to remind me that that's the case. So I'm very thankful for Sherry's presence in my life.
Well, I got to tell you something. The two of you play pretty well off of each other. And it is the fact that you complement each other, that you don't have the exact same beliefs, that you don't have, because that would lead for a pretty boring life if everything you did matched everything you did. So, yeah, I would see this as a very good thing. And having a strong woman standing beside you is always a blessing.
Well, it's so nice to see a woman who has the strength, of 20 lions. I mean, this woman is fearless, and it's such a blessing that she has had the experiences that she has. And now we're actually engaging with the most hideous demons on the planet and exposing them with the light of love. And with everything that we do, we always try to take the problems and make lemonade out of the lemons. And that's, I think, what we have the capacity. We have all the knowledge to set humanity free. We have all the understanding of basic energetics and technology to evolutionize the energy industry, the healthcare industry, and virtually everything else based on the understanding of 528 love and where it fits into the matrix of math and the music that creates everything. And given that knowledge, it's really, at this point, a no-brainer. You know, I've in numerous places written to the Illuminati an open message to lay down your weapons of mass destruction and mass deception in honor of the 528 love revolution, because that is the end-all be-all. It's exactly what Yeshua, what Jesus's ministry was all about. If you've got love, you've got the power of the Creator and the Creator's heart right in your heart, and you can walk on water. You can produce miracles. Nothing, no mountain with that faith and prayer can't be moved in your favor. So this is where we operate, and we could be afraid of a lot of things, but, Sherry is not afraid. I'm not afraid, and although she seems to be a lot wiser than I in watching where I'm going.
You made two statements. You said mass destruction, weapons of mass destruction, and weapons of mass deception. I can tell you that the weapons of mass destruction throughout this world have nowhere near caused anywhere near the damage and devastation that the weapons of mass devastation have, or deception. The deception is exactly what is keeping humanity down. The weapons of mass destruction, let's just go to, say, the nuclear bomb. The atom bomb has been used twice. It is a very, very limited usage in our entire history. Sure, we have a lot of them scattered around the world, but their usage has been minimalistic. They've made an impression, and just the fact that you have them now adds a certain level of security. Now, these weapons of mass deception, which when you said that, absolutely perked my ears up. You're talking pure COINTELPRO. You are. Because it is the weapons of mass deception that keep us separated as countries. It is the weapons of mass deception that keep us hating each other as societies. It is the weapons of mass deception that keep us from gaining the knowledge we need to overcome these morons, to put them back into their place. So it is the weapon of mass deception that has been the most diabolical and the most devastating weapon that has ever been unleashed on mankind.
Exactly. I agree completely.
It's part of the whole brainwashing mechanism, you know. Even when people turn on the TV, every single time they do that, they're being brainwashed into
hypnotized, mass hypnosis.
And we witnessed that. That's why it's really hard to break that spell. You know, they're all under a spell. They're all under mind control. Everybody is, until you realize, hey, you know, I have to break out of this. Turn your TVs off.
And turn on the 528 radio. Exactly. Because that's based on the knowledge and the science and the physics and the metaphysics of energetics and musical frequency.
Is that the resonant frequency of the universe?
Yeah, it's the heart of it. Like there's – if you look at the – matrix, the heart of the rainbow, for example, as above, so below. What's true for the rainbow is true for your heart. At the heart of the rainbow is this greenish yellow color that the chlorophyll in all the botanical world celebrates, so it reflects it. So what it's actually doing is sending you the vibe, frequency vibe into your eyes, and it's uplifting your soul. At the heart
of
your soul.
Never ever heard of anybody not liking a rainbow.
Yeah, exactly. And that color of green, and people heal, and animals and cattle, when they get sick, they go eat grass, and the wheat grass juice that can make cancer patients come back. All of this, we have tons of science that speaks to how simple this planet could rejuvenate and sustain itself. It's all about musical math, and at the heart of love, the heart of the matrix of math is this 528. And so we have this, and like you said, I would say, in fact, you're blessed because only 30% of your time has been distracted from COINTELPRO operations. I can tell you that Sherry and I, over since like last July, July 15th.
Actually, 2010. 2010, was bad then too. Remember?
Well, okay. Well, we started. Yeah, but at that point we were playing with it.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't really affecting us.
Though.
And the great news is, again, even what I'm about to tell you, I am thankful for, because every arrow that has been shot at us is going back and whacking the idiots who shot the arrow.
Yes.
And so. But again, it's like you say,
it's been
where my heart is,
80 or 90.
It's been 80 to 90% of our time over the past solidly half a year. And that I pray for, and I asked our audience tonight to remember in their prayers to have Sherry and I be freed from having to shift those arrows and send them back to destroy those who shot them. We would prefer...
I not only agree with you, but I need to take it a little step further. You're saying, okay, we've only had to suffer 30%. The reason we've only had to suffer 30% is because we have an immense amount of resources that you don't have available to you. First off, we have a lot of people. We have a lot of loyal people. We have a lot of people who want to see this movement succeed. And this is a little bit more close group and a little bit more accountable group than, say, your media, the media you reach. So for us to lose 30% of our time is huge, because we have the ability, we know it's coming, we have the ability to push it back. We have the ability to send, if I've got a 15-man senior admin staff, I apologize, I've got a 15-person, because the majority of it are extremely capable and intelligent women. The ability to push back, we can put 2 to 3 people, which is roughly my 30% or 4 or 5 people, we can put these people to deflecting while the rest of us continue with the mission. There are only 2 of you, so you're going to take the brunt of this in a much more devastating aspect than we are. So it's always true that with numbers comes safety. So the fact that you are now part of a network that's going to support you, we hope to take some of that burden off of you and help you to handle that so that you've got a little bit more time to accomplish the excellent missions you guys have set out to accomplish.
Thank you so much.
I just want to say one thing, and, you know, I'm really happy and just, I know I'm so blessed. I couldn't have wished for a better partner to have to go through all of this with than Len. He's just an amazing, amazing human being, and I can't say enough great things about him. He's a hero. He's a hero to the world, and we are so blessed to have met you, Roger, and to have connected with you. And right now we're very short on time, but I want everybody to know how they can join your network or contact you.
Join our network. We the People Network.
We the People Network, the network, and how they can contact you if they want to, and you know, and just pretty much connect with us. So what would you recommend? How do they go about doing that?
Well, if you are on Facebook or you have any type of a presence on Facebook, it's very, very simple. If you have a forum, whether it's a page or a group, then you can just get a hold of myself, Roger Landry, L-A-N-D-R-Y, or Lynn, L-Y-N-N, Nichols, N-I-C-H-O-L-S. If you are not on Facebook, we have a website, which is a social site, and that was set up for the purpose of security. We know that Facebook observes everything we do, and they have direct connections to every Alphabet Soup agency out there. So we have a website set up with 6 firewalls and the best security that you can possibly put, and that is www.wtpnetwork, all lowercase, wtpnetwork.com. And anywhere, and if you want to go to anywhere to have a secure conversation and be assured in your ability to have a conversation or make plans or to do things that are not going to be made instantly available to the Alphabet Soup, that's the place to go. But it doesn't matter. The only thing we ask for a partner is that you bring a forum, whether it's a website, a YouTube channel, a radio show, a Facebook page. Bring a forum to the network as a full partner. If you don't have a forum, join any one of 300-plus We the People Network forums as a member. You are automatically a part of the network. We welcome everybody that wants to help us reach critical mass.
Wonderful. So beautiful that you set up that whole structure to perform in this wonderful way. And God bless you and your administrators for bringing this wonderful goal, this vision of critical mass to fruition. And gee whiz, if there's anything else that you can share with our audience before we cut out tonight, we love you and we thank you, and we'll join you soon again.
Definitely. We'd love to have you come back anytime
you
want.
Well, you guys are going to be doing our show on Thursday night.
Yes.
We'll make sure that the world is available to listen to that. We'll get the word out to everybody, and we're very much looking forward to that, and we're going to try and have a 2-hour forum for you.
Sounds good. How can people connect with that and tune into that broadcast?
Right now, I don't have a link available, but I will post that on our website and all over Facebook in every single WTPN forum. So, again, either get a hold of me, get a hold of Lynn, go to our website, or just about any of 300 Facebook forums, and the link will be available.
Wonderful, Roger. Okay, right, so it's great. WTPN, WeThePeopleNetwork.com. Is that correct?
WTPNetwork.com.
WTPNetwork.com, folks. Write it down.
And I'll give you the link to the show, so if you want to post it on any of your sites between now and Thursday, you can do that as well.
Wonderful,
great.
Yes.
Great. We'll do that, and I will get you also the archive to this show as well. So,
yes, I want to put that out across our entire network.
Wonderful. Great. Also, for folks, if you want to learn more about COINTELPRO, there's a new website up on WeThePeople.com. I'm sorry, WarOnWeThePeople.com. WarOnWeThePeople.com has COINTELPRO and controlled opposition information that is virtual central clearinghouse for this kind of very important information.
It's the three top links on the page. So if you go there, it's the first three links regarding COINTELPRO and controlled opposition. Check it out. It's all documented evidence that
it's excellent information. It's very good.
All right. Well, okay, Roger, anything else that you'd love to share with us?
Yes, I would. I would like to thank you very much for being such gracious hosts, and I look forward to seeing you on the We the People Liberty Hour show. And please have a good night.
Well,
you
thank
too.
You so much. Good.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you, too. Sleep good. I know you're in a much later time zone.
Yes.
God bless. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you all for joining us. We'll be back next week at the same time. It's Tuesday nights. That's midnight on the East Coast, 9 p.m. on the West Coast, and 6 p.m. in Hawaii.
Yep, this is the Inside Hour, and we've come to the close. And just want to remind you folks, tune in to 528radio.com. Bless it with a contribution. Allow us to build that network, again, because it sends out the frequency of love that we really, really need. Everybody needs it. So God bless you. Thanks for joining us. See you again next week. Bye for now.
Bye for now.